Islamic groups and the police are presenting a united front to guard against Muslim vilification in the wake of the police shooting of Numan Haider. The 18-year-old was shot dead after he stabbed two police officers at the Endeavour Hills police station. The bubbling social tension has been addressed at the launch of a conference in Melbourne last night. From Melbourne, Rachel Brown reports.
As the funeral was being held for 18-year-old Numan Haider yesterday, Islamic leaders and police were urging calm. And opening the annual conference of the Islamic organisation Allah Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, Sheikh Mohammed Omran recalled visiting Haider's grieving family with an AFP officer, who said he was one of our kids, the same as he's one of yours.
We care for each other. And if we have that bit of care, believe me, Australia will be more wonderful than what it is today.
Sheikh Omran says current tensions aren't an Islamic problem, but an Australian one.
If it's not my business, it is your business, it is this, it is that, then the whole society goes in a scattered and no one will win.
The annual conference aims to help Muslims navigate contemporary challenges, but this year it's been inevitably overshadowed by Haider's death.
It is a crime. I would hesitate to call it terrorism because we don't know the full facts. It might have been nothing more than a knife crime.
UK journalist Yvonne Ridley is in Melbourne for a presentation on the media and engaging youth, which she says has certainly taken on a different significance now.
The wild speculation, and it is wild, is not being helpful at all. A, it's bad journalism, and B, it's irresponsible.
Since her conversion to Islam after she was kidnapped by the Taliban, she's been labelled a firebrand radical convert.
I'm not a firebrand, I speak my mind. The fact that some male journalist in Australia decides to call me firebrand because I wear a scarf is really irresponsible.
On the question of the disconnect between youth and their elders, she says this isn't a Muslim problem, it's a universal one.
We do need to engage the youth more. The one thing that I'm critical about in the Muslim community, we need to open up the mosques to political debate. Quite often issues like Iraq, Palestine, Syria are closed to debate. If young people can't talk about these issues inside the mosque, they will find somewhere else to talk about it.
Ms. Ridley says there are voices of extremism closer to home, like the Palmer United Party Senator Jackie Lambie, whose understanding of Sharia law is that it, quote, obviously involves terrorism.
I thought it was very Monty Python-esque, her whole language. And then I realised, you know, there wasn't a hint of irony in what she was saying.
That's UK journalist and Muslim convert Yvonne Ridley ending that report from Rachel Brown.